You loyal lovers far and near, a true relation you shall hear of a young couple who proved to be a pattern of true loyalty. Our merchants do in Bristol dwell, as many people know full well. He has a daughter, beauty bright, in whom he placed his heart's delight. He had no child, but only she. Her father loved her tenderly. Many to court her thither came, gallants of worthy birth and fame. Yet notwithstanding all their love, a young ship carpenter did prove to be the master of her heart. She often said, "We'll never part. As long as life and breath remain, thy company I'll not refrain. No cursed gold and silver bright shall make me wrong my heart's delight." Now when her father came to know his daughter loved this young man so, he caused him to be pressed to sea to keep her from his company. Which when this damsel came to hear, without the thoughts of dread or fear, she dressed herself in seaman's hue, and after her him she did pursue. Unto the captain she did go, and said, "Right worthy sir, it is so. You do want men, I understand. I'm free to fight with heart and hand." The captain straightway did reply, "Young man, you're welcome heartily." A guinea in her hand he gave, she passed for seaman brave. Soon after this the ship set sail, and with a fair and pleasant gale. But this ship carpenter, her dear, did little think his love so near. She then appeared for to be a person of no mean degree. With pretty fingers long and straight, she soon became the surgeon's mate. It happened so that this same ship, at storming of the town of Dieppe, she lay at anchor something nigh where cannon bullets they did fly. When the first man that's wounded were this young bold ship carpenter. When drums did beat and trumpets sound, he in his breast received a wound. Then to the surgeon's care was he brought down with speed immediately, whereas the pretty surgeon's mate did courteously upon him wait. She dressed the woeful wounded part, although the sight did pierce her heart. She then did use her utmost skill to cure him with a right goodwill. She cured him in a little space. He often gazed upon her face. "Surgeon," said he, "such eyes as thine did formerly my heart confine. Ere I live to go on shore, and she be dead whom I adore, I will thy true companion be, and never forsake thy company. If she be dead, thus will I do, all female sex I'll bid adieu, and ne'er will marry for her sake, but to the seas myself betake." The season of the year being past, the ship was homeward bound at last. When into harbor she did get, the seamen all on shore were set. But yet of all the whole ship's crew, there's not a soul among them knew that they a woman had so near, until she told it to her dear. To whom these words she did unfold, not long ago cried she, "You told me plainly that such eyes as mine did formerly your heart entwine." Then without any more ado, into his arms she straightway flew, and cried, "My love, thou art my own, this have I done for thee alone." His heart was touched with joy likewise, when as the tears stood in her eyes, he said, "Thou hast a valiant heart, and hast performed a true love's part." Therefore, without any more delay, he dressed her like a lady gay. So then they married were with speed, as formerly they had agreed. Then to her father's house he went, and found him in much discontent. He asked for his daughter dear, which pierced her father's heart to hear. He with a mournful sigh replied, "I wish she had in her cradle died. Then I should have seen my darling's death, when she had yielded up her breath. But now I shall never see her more, my jewel whom I still adore. O most unhappy man was I, to part her from your company. Had I a kingdom now in store, nay, had I that and 10 times more, I'd part with all her face to see. Daughter, would I had died for thee." The young man, hearing what he said, replied, "Your daughter is not dead, for you within an hour's space shall surely see your daughter's face." He rode as fast as he could hie, and fetched her home immediately. He set her in her father's hall, where on her knees she straight did fall. The old man was with joy possessed, his daughter then he kissed and blessed. "Thrice welcome home thou art to me, once more my jewel from the sea." To him the truth she did relate, and how she had been the surgeon's mate. Then he did smile and was most glad, and gave them all that e'er he had. She that was seaman and surgeon's mate, reserved by the hand of fate, she now is made a lawful wife, and liveth free from care and strife. Young lovers all a pattern take, when you a solemn contract make. Stand to the same whate'er betide, as did this faithful loving bride.